Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on Hump Day. You know the deal. We start off the show playing the camel to get ourselves going on the middle of the week. And then at 4 o'clock on the same day every week, we do a thing we call the Grand Council, where I bring in two of my brethren in conservative talk radio, and we just ping each other with questions and see where the chips fall. So let me just go ahead and take a roll call now on the Grand Council from down yonder in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poore Show, and oh, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News, and he also writes for Breitbart and a whole bunch of other stuff, too. Jeff Poore, are you there?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you, sir. All right, and I believe on the phone with us right now from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, host of the Dale Jackson Show, and a bunch of other stuff he claims to do, plus writing for Yellowhammer News. Oh, by the way, Dale Jackson, are you there? Yeah, all right, you are. Stand at ease. Okay, I pronounce a quorum. Big Rig, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ba-da. All right, fellas, I tell you what, I'm going to start it off with a somewhat light, euphemistic, and yet serious question all at the same time. Last night's debate, post-debate, that was a thing that apparently kicked her over the edge. Taylor Swift has now officially endorsed Kamala Harris. Does it matter? Does an endorsement like that really move the needle? Jeff, you first.
I think it is a bigger deal than the debates. That's... honestly, I do. It's a different time, and people don't like. It's all we've gotten so secular, and we look at our institutions, and they're not really giving us good direction. So it's a pop culture, and I think it's a. I don't think it's a surprise at all, and I think it's probably baked in some ways, but I don't think it's not something you should just outright dismiss.
Okay, so Jeff, with the pragmatic view of the Taylor Swifties, what about you there, Dale?
Well, I mean, look, she's endorsed, Marjorie Blackburn's opponent. She endorsed Bill Lee's opponent there in Tennessee. Both those people won. Does she motivate people who wouldn't vote to maybe go to the polls just because she said so? Maybe. I mean, if her whole argument is my audience is full of morons, I guess that's the case. But I don't think it has that much of an impact. I think it's more of a, look, more of the pop culture media elite are in favor of our person. And that's the message being sent over and over, sort of an inevitability push. And that's what they're going for. So, yeah, I think it helps. But I just don't think it's that huge of a deal.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think that it's a moderate deal. I'm putting it right smack in the middle in terms of its import in the big picture. I don't think it's going to drive a bunch of folks to the polls. I think there are some young skulls full of mush who are Swifties that will say, oh, Taylor said so, now we got to. But will they even remember what day election day is? I don't know. But then the other piece is it does draw fire because Elon Musk is already trolling Taylor Swift today. So we'll see. I think it matters a tad. But I don't think that it has the import of some of the other things going on in the campaign. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
The accusation that in Springfield, Ohio, these Haitian migrants are eating people's pets.
Yeah.
Some of my friends in the conservative media think this is a total distraction, total mistake. And I'm kind of disagreeing here. And it feels very Swift boaty or almost, but as long as you stick to your guns in this narrative, a lot of people are going to believe this and they're going to blame. They're going to blame the Biden administration and by extension, Kamala Harris. I don't think it's necessarily a dumb political move at all. What do y'all think?
No, I agree with you completely on this one. I mean, I do not see this thing as being a non-issue. In fact, it's to the point of being insulting that we have citizens on the street who are saying we saw them taking ducks from the pond at the city park. We have a body cam footage of a police officer arresting a woman in the driveway saying, "Did you just eat their cat? And why did you do that?" And the woman just stares at him like she's in a complete trance. And so these things are real. And so by immediately poo-pooing the whole thing as being just silly, just a social media rumor, what you're doing is you're insulting real voters who are upset and they're upset because something that is more than just egregious. This is like a heinous, almost like a spiritual thing. You got people eating your cat in the driveway. My God. And so I agree. I think this thing has legs. I think you go ahead and get people to start speaking up and saying what they know. Dale.
I don't think it's happening. And if it's happening, it's happening on a very small scale. But at the same time, I think it's kind of a funny thing to throw out there and say, look, this is the issue. You're importing the third world. You're going to get the third world. And that's exactly what you're doing. And I think that point should be made. It kind of reminds me of this whole situation where, like, is she black? Is she Jamaican? Is she Kenyan or whatever? And they're having that conversation. And J.D. Vance goes, look, all this does is speak to the fact that no one has any idea what she actually is or what she actually believes because she's such a phony. And then the media comes out and says, no, nothing's happening. How dare you say such thing? And tries to scold people into silence. And then they look at them and they go, there's reports right there. People see that and think, man, I don't trust these people normally. I'm surely not going to trust them on this. I think it's great. I just don't think it's happening on a large scale. I think we'll find cases here and there. But I think that it's a perfectly fair thing to bring up because you're importing the third world. So this is what you're going
to
get.
Okay. All right. So I was about to disagree with you, but you rescued it there. Bottom line is I don't care if it happens in onesies and twosies. It's happening. That's sick. That's messed up. People shouldn't have to deal with it. And the reality is, and I hear your little dog barking in the background, you better hide him because Whiskers is going to get fricasseed if they start. I'm just saying. Jeff, it's your own question, buddy. What do you got?
Yeah, it's a smart move. What to tell is here, guys, this is all you need to know. Watch how, like, hysterical these people on CNN, MSNBC get whenever it's brought up. The media get hysterical and go on defense. I think that tells you what you need to know.
All right, let's go to Dale, who is obviously at the playground right now. So, Dale, what do you got?
I'm picking up my son from chess camp. Thank you very much. So, one of the things that I think is interesting that we've been watching, and you know, maybe it's just happening in Alabama, but right now you have that situation in Sylacauga that's kind of like what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you know, you got the city council president being asked who's John Galt and all this other stuff. She has no idea what that means because she's an idiot. But these elected officials are not listening to their constituents, and it's happening in their hometown, not with some faraway senator who's ignoring them. Is there going to be a penalty for that in the next election, which is like a year away?
Well, there needs to be a penalty now. And so in the next election, I don't know. They put her in office and she's vacuous. I mean, she's literally a dunderhead. And so, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and say props to 1819. I think y'all are the only ones in the state really covering the story with some veracity. But the truth is, this lady who what's her name? Tiffany something in Sylacauga?
Tiffany Nick.
Yeah, is literally dismissing her constituents for daring to come and speak out about why would you even? I'm just glad they're here. I'm glad they're providing something to the economy. That's not the question, ma'am. We want to know where they came from and how a busload of 50 showed up and why in our – where are they living? What's happening right now? It's not a matter of we hate foreigners. It's a matter of transparency, and could you please keep us in the loop, and no one is. Jeff.
Well, I'll tell you what's worse. It's not just that one city councilwoman. I mean, the mayor's outright lying about some of the facts on the ground.
Yeah.
And the police chief there is in total denial. I mean, you know, just based on our reporting, like he is singing from their hymnal, doing what he's told. And there's a real problem and a real concern there. And I think you're right. I don't know if I don't know the politics of Sylacauga, Alabama. I mean, who knows where that goes? I do know this, the one politician in that area that is really, really just like, on the ball here is Ben Robbins, the state lawmaker there. He really is. He sent the letter out. He's been doing some media. He's trying to get to the bottom of this, but he's having no luck, really.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I mean, you look at it and think, this shouldn't be a hard question. If a busload of 50 came in, where did they pick them up? How did they even know to get to a bus to be brought in? Who knew where they were to send them a message and say, meet the bus? I mean, there are people who know all the answers who are refusing to disclose all the answers. And
it sounds like to me, Senator, is that these migrants have sponsors, local sponsors in the area. And what's happening, and we're really close to putting this some finishing touches on this, but they're paying these quote unquote sponsors to kind of play field marshal for these, and they're just pocketing the money, but they're supposed to be using it to make sure that they have a place to stay and food and so forth. But that's what's going on there, and this seems to be happening in all three of the hot spots: Albertville, Athens, and Sylacauga.
All right, so more to come on that topic then. All right, listen, that's round one, Dale Jackson at Chess Camp. But we're gonna take a break, come right back, and go to round two with the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, and just little old me, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just pulling the pins on some truth grenades. All right, we're going back to round two of the Grand Council. I was first in line, but I've got a question that I'm going to hold to last. I'm going to take a personal privilege there. And let me just go to Jeff. What you got for round two?
I guess the question is this, and I mean, you kind of caught me off guard here, to be honest. I had it right here. The Tyreek Hill stuff. Are y'all keeping up with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is, I don't like these police officers and the way they sort of act, but like, we, who's at fault here and what needs to happen? Cause I think they're, I mean, I'll just tell you what I think. I think there's blame to go around, and both are in the wrong.
I think just from – all right, so my exposure to this is just watching the videos, right? And I'm glad they released the videos, because it does show that you've got a situation – with the police officers asking him to comply and to step out of his vehicle. And what does he do? He rolls up the window and doesn't comply. And so at some point, you got to understand, I don't care what your – predisposition is about police. If you're pulled over, go ahead and roll your window down, put your hands on the steering wheel, and just say yes, sir. And it's all going to be over with in a matter of minutes. He could have gotten a ticket and gone on his way, but he made the whole thing worse. The other side is, I'm not sure why they had to have three police officers and then take him down on the ground and cuff him. The whole thing seemed like it got blown out of control. And then, you know, one of his buddies pulls up and wants to make a scene too. Anyway, it was a mess. Dale.
I love what the cops do here. I completely disagree with all of this. I think they're 100% in the right. I'm glad the other cops were there to see all of this. This guy was being stupid from the very beginning. His friend showing up and trying to get involved, that's idiotic as well. The cops did nothing wrong. Give them awards and suspend this guy from the football team. He beat his wife. He beat a kid. He has a cold medicine-induced DUI. Situation he had before. The guy is a menace to society, and he is. If it's you, I, or Jeff, we're locked up and sitting in a jail right now, waiting to adjudicate this thing. We're not going off and playing our little game later.
All right, your own question, Jeff. What are you thinking?
I mean, it's an era of de-escalation. Look, you may very well be right in a perfect world, Dale, but I think for society's sake, for the perception's sake of it, just having general law and order and respect for the police, this is the police there got to take the high ground, and they did not.
All right, next question, Dale. What do you got?
All right, was Kamala Harris wearing earrings that were transmitting the data to her? I mean, why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we give CNN an opportunity to say conservatives online are suggesting that Kamala Harris is wearing fake earrings because she did so well? I heard it on both of my radio shows today. Stop, please. Does anyone believe this is actually real?
I've had at least five listeners send me the pictures of the earrings, so the bottom line is, bring receipts. If you got receipts, bring them. If you got somebody who's got the audio that they intercepted on the signal being sent to the earrings, please play it for us. But otherwise, there's nothing here until it's here, because right now all you're doing is kind of making us look silly. So there's that. Now, is it possible? Sure, but I don't think that's what was going on here, Jeff.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay. conservatives do crazy things, but like, guys, so does the left online, and CNN's going to find something to amplify. But the problem is, when they do that, it raises people's suspicion. Let them create their own clouds of doubt over their own candidate. What they ought to do is just kind of ignore it, I would think, but they're not going to, and that's the mistake they're making.
I will say this. We had to endure Whoopi Goldberg or whoever it was, Rosie O'Donnell, saying that the melting point for the towers in 9/11 never got reached, and it was all a staged event. So there's stuff on both sides, if you know what I'm saying, which leads me to my question with about 2 minutes left. Here's my only question. Today's 9/11. On a serious note, I remember where I was. Do you guys remember where you were when you heard about the towers being hit? Jeff, you first.
Do we really have to do this?
Yeah.
I was waking up from a hangover. I don't remember where I was the night before, but I remember waking up from the hangover, trying to figure out what was going on. I used to drink a lot, guys, if you didn't know. And then I remember being really, really angry and like, how does this happen? Why aren't we going to war now? Why haven't they turned Afghanistan into glass? That's my story. It's not very glamorous or anything like that, but that's the truth.
All right. So we had a moment there with Jeff. Dale, you remember where you were?
Yeah, I was about 2 weeks out of the Army. I was in a class, I think, at the Manatee Technical Institute, I believe is what it was called at the time. I went home, and then I watched TV for 2 weeks. The cascading effect on my life probably brought me to this point right now. Because I thought the media was just, you know, so wrong on how they handled a lot of the aftermath.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. So
interesting. I think it changed a lot of lives, all of ours included. And Jeff is now sober. We love you. All right. There you go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5. Dale Jackson from WVNN. That's Yellowhammer and 1819 News. Oh, by the way, and Phil Williams. We'll be right back.